Hello and welcome to another session of Girl by Moonlight on the Sea of Stars. This is our second arc after a mid-season break. Last time we brought our characters back, and they kind of dealt with some of the fallout from the end of the mid-season, and there was a lot of interaction on that. And they saw that there was some strange things happening on Bastion, and then there was some strange things happening with the other team. And there was clearly a mission being planned, but very little information was being given. It was clear that the other team Arcturus, has been isolated away from your team, to the point of actually having some communication ablative shielding that is on them. And what you know is you are heading to a system called Zomorod Nagar, which, like every system that we've been to, is the name of a historical magical weapon. So just a little behind the scenes thing. There is a rupture there. A rupture into the subspace, into the hypergeometric realms of the Leviathans and the gods themselves. You are heading there and you are doing an escort mission. The four members of Team Arcturus, that is the three core members, as well as Soren, your former comrade, are in there. Mechs and are going into the fissure. They know that there are three Leviathans guarding this fissure, and you are going to have to run interference on that. So that is the gist of it. That is about as much information as they are willing to give you, except to say, you will have no communication with the other team. And we take up kind of at that, clock resets, and there's that 30-minute countdown starts for in-system arrival and launch away. And we see your team of five there on deck, getting ready. And I think that Sandal is saying, may I use Altair again?
And I look at Xavi and I say, Tom is back. Does that work?
What'd you say, sir?
I said, Charon is back. Does that work for
Yeah,
you?
that'll work. I warned her about the ghosts. They'll work with you,
Oh
like
no,
they're
I that
not
that
hostile.
that's yeah I
That's
and
all
we
fair.
yeah I that's kind of why I want to.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she had that one before.
Yeah.
Do we have Sia or Radiant there?
You are muted.
Where are we right now?
So you're
We're
on
in the
the flight
hangar.
deck hangar. We Radiant was at the briefing, but the like everybody heads away and leaves you five kind of on your own.
I think still Radiant then.
Okay. Radiance. Lyra's a little beat up at the moment. You sure that's what you want to be flying?
I admit I have little experience flying the others in actual missions.
Nobody's flying Perseus, so
And I do stop because it is the first time that I've probably really looked. I'm not accustomed to an engine that's, and I kind of go, you could use Lyra.
Yes, you're right, of course. That's our responsibility here. I had just hoped that they would be further up. I had hoped that we would be able to do more before now.
What we are doing is different than the other missions. This is more about teamwork, more about one picking up where the other one has had to move off from. We are going to be trying to tangle and twist up three Leviathan. We are not going for any glorious goal. We are not doing anything other than being distracting and surviving. This mission is about listening to each other, about watching out for the others, and watching out for the four that are heading in to the great unknown.
He looks mildly more worried about things now. Perseus has been through all the checks and tests that are out there. I'm sure they'll fly perfectly.
I have your back, Radiant. I have your back, Zavi. I have your back, Tav and Sandal. I have your back.
View's fantastic.
Pegasus is lovely.
Zavi, you will go back to Charon. Since that sort of black egg that was holding it has vanished, how does that look different? I mean, we've done something with the CG, just like we did with the uniforms last time. We had that mid-season break. When we see Charon again, what is different about them? We've got an NPC picture of them in the NPC tab that kind of gives us a sense of what they generally look like. All screen share so we get to high def.
It doesn't actually reflect the damage that was taken, and yet there's this sort of very faint, like crackle pattern. It looks like it's just been, shattered and then glued back together with somehow even blacker material.
Okay. Like a weird black kintsugi kind of repair
And
thing.
like you think it's you thought the surface was black before, but then like this is even darker.
It absorbs all the light.
You have a few minutes to settle in. Is there anything you all want to do before you load in and get set on your in your engines? I only ask because Radiant had a very bad idea last time, and I just want to make sure if that's still on the cards or not.
What was the very bad idea?
Oh, you had
That
an
is.
ability to go and try and reach out and talk to the other people. But you might want to do that off ship, even if you were going to do that, right?
Yeah, I think I want to do it like after we've launched.
Okay, absolutely. That's a that
Have
that
you
sounds like
communicated that at all? Just a question. This is not a thing. I just want to know if we've heard any rumblings of this.
No, I don't think so. I don't think he's entirely sure that it's gonna work.
Okay. So you will load in. Pegasus is glad to have you back in. Pegasus had the repairs, I believe, and is fixed up and is ready to go. What looks different after the repairs of Pegasus?
I think kind of in the excitement of being all fixed and everything, that they're already kind of shifting, and there's not any normal, Pegasus is sort of amorphous anyway, a lot of times, but I think you could see the excitement and the fluidity really on display now that they're feeling, in tip-top shape.
Nice. Nice. So you'll load up. Pegasus is getting ready, getting set there. Pleased to have you back on board.
You seem to be in grand shape.
The repairs went well.
Very good.
You seem both happy and sad.
Well, that's par for the course, but I'm looking forward to the mission. I don't know. I'm feeling a little more upbeat about how things are going to go in general. We'll see. The world will step on it eventually. Don't worry, Peggy the Heart.
Absolutely. And Zavi, you'll glide up into Charon. There is that moment when the hatch closes, when you are in absolute 100% completely sensory deprivation darkness before the screens come on and light up in that way. Almost with an organ music kind of sound to it in the background, the startup
From
music.
Chara.
But yeah, it will say, "We are sorry that we had to leave you before. We are glad that you are still alive."
So am I. Glad you're back.
Yes. Regulus, you load up into to them.
Yep. As always, I stop and put my hand on the sword. Another battle. I'm glad to be with you.
Who knows how many more of these we have left?
Victory awaits.
As you say.
As I said.
Sia, you will climb up into Perseus, which is one of the smaller of the engines.
Makes sense. They're just a child.
It will say, "You're new."
I'm Radiant. I don't know if we've had the chance to. Hello.
No, I saw you. I saw you in the divisions last time when various versions of you tried to kill us.
It was a very complicated situation.
It is. You're not quite right or all there, are you?
I am entirely here, as you will be for this battle.
That sounded dominant.
Did it good. I've been working on it. It's been very. Things have. People haven't been reacting right recently.
Well, let's hope that I can match up to your expectations.
Let's hope, yes. And he'll begin like running an unnecessary set of like checklists and diagnostic and running through systems.
He says, "Because I know that if anything happens to you, your engine is going to kill me."
It's a concern. Lyra Lyra has done some unexpected things.
It is an engine of hunger. Yes. Well then. System diagnostics, you said? All right. And we'll put things up on the screens there for you. What's different about the cockpit and controls and interactivity here, Radiant, of this versus Lyra?
I think Lyra is very like floating in the glowing center of the crystal orb, sort of holistic glowing nonsense. I think inside of Perseus's weirdly big head, probably. It's more like structured and angular, but there's these like coils and bundles of wires and metal filaments that sort of come up to make responsive controls and like things that will sort of wrap around his fingers as he's moving them, sort of stuff.
Excellent. A little modem punk kind of look to it there. So
Yeah.
you all will get set. You're set in your engines. And you will hear the clock ticking down, and they will say, "We're about to materialize in system." We believe that these things are hypersensitive. So they will be moving to intercept quickly. You'll have just a few minutes before you'll be in contact range. Good luck, everyone. And then, and you will launch off. And you are kicked out into a system that is just fragments. Like you can see broken worlds. A gas giant that's kind of a more of a streaming kind of gaseous line, asteroids around, and there is a sun that glows greenish, and there is about like the third sort of orbit where the third planet would be, there is this rift that is there. And you can just start to make out these three Leviathans. So we're going to do an engagement roll, and then I'm going to give you a chance to do anything you want to do as we go in, and then I'll show you what the foes look like. So we start with a die. This mission is not particularly heroic or noble, as was said explicitly before, but it also doesn't reflect the worst parts of your as protagonist. So neither take away or give a die there. Is the mission following through on details in the protagonist's investigation? Are the protagonists acting rashly or on very little information? So I'm taking a die from that. Is this mission determining a fate of a friend? Yes. So I'm giving you a die for that. So those two negate out. This mission does not exceed the current tier of the investigation track. It is a tier three. You're on tier three with your investigation. So it's equal up. You have a plus one die from the flagship for hunting Leviathan missions. I'm going to give you that for this. Because I think that feels appropriate. So that is three dice.
Does someone want to roll it?
I will roll it unless you all want to roll it.
I'll roll it. All
Okay.
right.
Let's see how much we regret that. A lot.
Okay.
That is all fails.
So. Let me do
Starts interesting.
one piece of housekeeping here. I'm going to grab something and pull it up here. See. Insert image over cells. I have, unusually, some pictures.
Where will we see these pictures?
If you look next to on the NPC tab, on the row that Team Arcturus is in, you will see.
Their engines.
Yep.
Where are those, the
These
Leviathan?
are the Leviathans.
Okay.
I'm actually going
I said
to.
those are some mighty ugly engines, but that's what could happen.
I've got them hovering for the moment. So there we go. So you should be able to see those. They are, again, big. Like they're at least twice the size of your engines. But weirdly, a lot of the engines you've seen before, a lot of the Leviathans you've seen before, have been massive and weird and different. These are like have a more comprehensible form. Like you can tell that there's a body, you can tell that there's a head, you can tell that there are limbs on them. If anything, they look like just big, weird, mutated engines.
Is that what they are, though?
Maybe. But those are the three that you see. Now, let me talk mechanics here. You will see that I have next to each of Team Arcturus a track. There is a track in green and there is a track in red. The track in red, when it hits track four, they're dead. When it hits track four on the green track, they are able to get in. Your engagement roll is going to give them all a tick. A couple of them started with starting ticks already. Basically, when you take an action to attack or support them, you can say who you are helping, and essentially on a 4 to 5 result, then you'll get a red tick and a green tick. On a full success, you'll get a green tick. On a critical success, you'll get two green ticks. So that is the clock mechanic that we are working with today. Those ticks can be resisted like any other consequence. Okay. Could you change your name in the thing, Sherry? Sorry. I think you'll launch, and you have a few moments before these things move fast, faster than you would have expected. And you're launched out into a system that has its gravity wells and its atmosphere. Like that rupture is pulling on a number of levels, and you'll find yourselves kind of out of control for this first bit. You'll see, the people from Team Arcturus, their engines are pretty much just kind of flying on a fairly straight line. They're doing some evasive maneuvers, but they are also coated with that gelatin covering here. And I think that these three engines are coming in hot and coming in fast. And then suddenly they're up there.
Are they coming in at us, at them? Are they between them,
They are moving
Arcturus
to
and the rift?
intercept the group of you.
Okay.
So they are trying to get at you. So they are giving a little bit of distance from the rift, which is giving a little bit of maneuvering. So let's start with Radiant. How do you want to approach that? Who are you covering? What are you trying to do? You haven't really set a pattern yet for things, but what do we see you doing?
like to unmute myself. As a starting action, I think I need to roll for it.
Okay.
No, I would have worked with the engines enough to know which one is, what's her name's, Alyssa's.
Absolutely. You can see that she's moving a little more shakily.
And Radiant will reach out and grab a bundle of the like snaking wires, and they sort of embed themselves into his like glowing skin. And he's going to start speaking with the combined voice, the layers of Sia and Radiant and the Bastion voice, and now Perseus's voice, which is weird. It's different. We're getting there. And I want to try and move in to cover her and send a message that saying, we're here. I'm here. It's Sia. We're here to protect you. You're
All
not alone.
right. So, we'll roll for that in a moment, but I think, like, what are you doing sort of like flying wise? Like, how are you defending as these things come in, or how are you attacking, or how are you drawing away their attention as these, double-sized engines come flying at the group? You have the advantage here at the early part that those three things don't yet realize like what is trying to get past them.
Yeah. Then after I send that, I want to move a little bit away from her engine and try and get between her and the oncoming Leviathans. And Perseus is very sparkly and glowy, like lots of radiant gold light going on. So I think those like strobe spotlights get stronger, glow, flash out in this like brighter and brighter corona of light around their head, and I'm going to expend my special armor to immediately seize the attention of everyone present.
Okay.
I want these things to focus on me, not the other group, not Arcturus.
So that'll go off. So I'll tell you what, for this turn, since you're using that ability, I will get everybody an extra die on their action. Does that sound like a fair way to
Cool.
handle that sort of like attention grabbing on this first round?
I'm good with it.
Okay. So I think this feels like conceal or flow.
I like conceal. I'm
Okay.
trying to divert their attention, hide the other group behind me. Yeah.
Okay. You're starting with those two dice, and you're getting a third die for the bonus there. Are you happy with that?
Yes, it's early. Let's go with this. See how things are going. Ah, things are going like that. That's a two. I rolled a two and some ones, but a two.
Okay, so I think you absolutely draw the attention of these things. And I think we see that leftmost one of those things, this sort of the weird crab-shelled arm thing, launches itself at you. And you will see there is from the inside of those shells a just an orchestra of beams that twirl around and get closer and closer until they finally target and hit you.
Oh, cool.
And I think that that will get a tick on Alyssa and a damage on the strength of your engine.
Partnership is going very well.
Do you want to resist one of those or both of those?
A tick on Alyssa. You mean a bad one?
Oh, yes.
Because the green ones are good?
The green ones are
Yes?
good. Yes.
Okay. But a bad one, a red one.
Yes.
Evil gross. No, I don't like that.
Okay. So I think resist that with conceal since that you roll with. So resist that with that, which I believe is a three for you, right?
Stars, yes.
Yeah.
Cleverness and elegance. Ooh.
Lo, can I do a resist for him for the damage to Perseus?
Yes, let's
I do
resolve
have a
his.
shield.
Yeah, we'll
Okay.
resolve his
No,
first
no, no, no.
thing. So roll 3d6, Patrick.
A6.
Six, so you don't take any damage and you don't get a green tick, so it doesn't make any progress for her. But you also she doesn't suffer damage there. And then you were going to resist the consequence, Sherry?
Yes, I am the one that has a shield after
Okay.
all. So, no, I have a
So
literal shield. So that's why that is it. It's
okay.
like it.
Does that feel like sun or moon for you?
That probably feels like fun, I guess,
Okay.
right? Because it's big, scary people,
Right.
right?
And you get an additional die to your resistance roll because of watchful.
Okay. So that's 3d6. I got a
Look at
6.
you, a six. So no damage to either of you as Manning kind of swoops in with the shield to knock aside some of that. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay. Sia, would you please roll express for me to do that communication?
Oh, yes. I have a dot of that. Look at me. Aren't I good? Is there pushing? Yes. I'm already tempting enough. I don't want a poison promise on that. But I will spend stress to push myself on that.
Okay.
Oh, and I get plus one from my perfect pitch.
Okay.
No, I'm not singing. I'm just using
That's
it to
true.
talk to her right now. Yeah, okay. I need to remember that. A
A
five.
five. So, I think two things are going to happen. When you kind of reach through and punch through that communication thing and kind of open a channel, and you feel yourself kind of reach through and break through that communications barrier and kind of link up with both her and her engine. And I'm going to take a red tick off of her for you, like. Reassuring her,
Okay.
but then her mech stops moving. Like it shuts its engines down. And you can tell that there's a communication line, and the mech, the engine is suddenly aware of what's going on and aware that it's heading towards that rift, and it does not want to go in there. And it stops moving forward.
That's not ideal.
Would you like to resist that consequence?
Yes, I should probably definitely resist that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I think alarms start going off inside of Perseus.
Roll that resist with sun.
All right. Yeah, very literally fear. Yep. That's
Oh,
a
look at you with a
six.
six again. Oh, give them to me now. So delicious, because I know that buffet that you are all eating from cannot last.
Yeah, I think it's what it is that like Sia's voice comes through out of the polyphonic blend as he's like yelling to Perseus of give me controls over the communications array right now and starts like adjusting the signal around to try and avoid hitting her engine.
But I do think you have the realization that that's why they've cut these off, why they've erased this, is these engines aren't going to want to go in there.
What a really good plan they had.
Let us come to next around. Octavius, you see that, I mean, I think you see Sia, and I think you do that panic, and then you see Manon come swooping in and take the hit before you can rush there. Who is it that you are backing up?
Let's see. I think I'll be keeping an eye on. Let's see, Patrick, yours was Lyneth or Alyssa?
Alyssa.
Okay. Then the other two have connections to other people, so I'll take Lyneth.
Okay. Absolutely. You will. What are you doing? You've got an extra die from what Radiant did, drawing the attention of these things. How is it that you're doing? Is it attacking? Is it fancy flying? Is it something else? What do we see?
I think what I'm going to do is, and I will kind of, we had very little idea of how we were going to do this because we didn't know what the bishop is going to look like.
Exactly.
So I will kind of communicate over to Bannon Cap. I'm just gonna do cover run until you give another order.
And she goes, "This is just an escort mission, just like every game we've ever played. They're a nightmare. We can do
All
it."
right. Plotting, I'm gonna plot their quickest course and best way we can oblique. And so what I'm going to do is try and make a move over there, to keep me between them and Lyneth. But what I'm going to do is plot the fastest route that they could make to the rift while we're giving cover. Wanting to
Absolutely.
kind of do like an analyze,
Yeah.
and
Are you
I don't know if it's
transcending?
a setup. I don't think I'm transcendent yet. And I will have reduced effect because I am injured.
Okay.
Yeah, I forgot about that, but I did transcend for all that glowing and stuff like
Okay.
that.
If you do the setup, it'll give the remaining two people in the round a bonus, but we won't give any ticks on anything. Because I think it's a different action
Well,
to
let's do it as the let's push Lyneth forward then rather than a setup. We've got a bonus already this
yeah.
round. We'll do that.
So I'm going to tell
Okay.
you now, if there
Okay.
are multiple po possible poison promises on the table here, but I will say that one poison promise that has something is essentially you've got Sandal as a backup, and if you want an extra die, we can mark a point of strength on their mecha for a poison promise, just as one that's kind of out there, just
A point of
in.
damage.
Yeah, point of damage
Yeah,
on
okay.
the strength on that. Yeah,
All right.
wouldn't want to do it too much, but I'm just putting it out there as an obvious, easy one, or we can come up with some other stuff too. So it seems to me you said you weren't transcending,
Not yet.
so three dice,
Do I have three dice?
right? With the
Right,
bonus
I get
one
the
plus
extra
two,
bonus one.
yeah.
Correct. All right. Right now, no help. I'll roll my three dice.
Look at
Baby.
frickin' that. Right out of the gate, and Tyler gets two ticks on the green clock. For those of you at home, in fact, maybe I should screen share this just so you see what we've set up here. So you can see how tense these clocks are. So we've got two ticks on Lenith there. And I think it is that you run that interference and Lenith goes shooting past and is kind of closing that gap before the three can react to it. Manon, you see that, like Octavius does awesome.
Oh, you were always good at escort missions.
Manon.
Hey, this is it, I guess. Guess if we're doing it by ties, then I am assisting with, as I come back around, I think that I sweep around and come on the outside of Torrens Beck, and do that sort of what do you say? The wing tip to acknowledge that he's there, and then sort of pirouette around to draw the attention of the mech that's closest.
Okay. So flow.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so that's
Are you transcending?
oh, let's see here. When I transcend, yeah, let's go ahead and do
Okay.
that.
So that'll be three dice with a bonus, four dice.
Okay.
And mark that first transcendence.
I will.
Don't forget your links, everybody.
A six.
So that is a six. Torin doesn't quite get the full like breakaway from the pack that Lenith does, but you will cover them as these things are moving and trying to intercept, and we'll put a green tick on Torrent as he moves past. Zavi.
Yes, so that puts me on Soren.
Yeah.
So here's a question. Do I know who's in that one?
Yes, I think you can see
Okay.
because I think you know Torin, Alyssa, and Lenith's engines, like you
Okay,
know
yeah,
who
so it's
those
the other
are.
one,
So
and
it's
I
the
know,
other, like,
yeah,
clearly
gotcha.
demothballed one.
Cool. Okay. Because it occurs to me that Soren used to pilot Charon. I
Yes.
think we had said so. So I think that may actually be Charon's decision more than mine.
Fair enough.
Not that I want him to get killed. It's just, you
Right.
know, we're not like particularly good friends or anything. Yeah. So I think I am going to get really close to the one that's closest to him
Okay.
and try to like absorb some of its power.
Ooh, interesting. What do you want to roll that with?
Good question. Is that stars? Or is it
We'll
sun?
say it's that
No.
weird blue
I
one
think
with
it's
the pattern and the hands and
yeah.
strange, enormous arms, pale
Yeah,
white.
very weird. Very weird thing. Yeah, I think that's probably stars. That's
So
cleverness and
analyze,
elegance is a little
conceal.
bit more than direct
Okay.
like
So, but which
aggression.
one? Analyze, conceal, or flow?
Flow. I
Okay.
think, wait, let me look at him. Yeah, let's go flow.
Okay. You are rolling with two dice.
Five.
Five. You will go shooting past, and I think that blue one kind of sweeps past you as well. And as Torin goes past, one of those arms launches out a cloud that is going to hit Torin, and I'm going to put a red mark on them. You
You
may
mean
resist
Torin
that.
or Torin?
Is that, that's, I mean, Sorin, I'm
Yeah,
sorry.
unfortunately, we have two names that sound kind of similar. They're not spelled similar, but they sound similar.
Yes.
I would like to resist that.
Okay. And I think you could resist that with is it stars, that bottom one? Stars, yeah.
Three.
Okay, so just one stress there.
All right.
But we do make a tick of progress for them moving forward. So closing that distance. We come back around to you, Sia. These things are powering up. They're definitely getting more dangerous. You can feel the energy around them, in the sense that they seem to be drawing some power from that rift itself, and you know that soon they're going to be very dangerous to even be around. What are you doing?
So I want to focus on that crabby one,
Okay,
chill one thing.
sure.
Because my first impulse is to dive towards the rift and eat all that energy for myself, but I'm not in Lyra. So I think the like glowing corona halo sort of thing around Perseus's head, it solidifies and tightens into an actual like circular ring of glowing halo light, and it sort of spins and pulses a couple of times above Sia's head before flying towards the crab thing, and I want it to try and like wrap around it and constrict it on the idea that like it can't suck up any more energy. If it can't get bigger, I'm going to like constrict it and squeeze that energy back out of it.
Okay. What do you want to roll that with?
That's a great question there. I think maybe this is analyze.
Yeah.
This is very like I'm in the cerebral spot of Perseus, and I am like like tracking those energy flows and trying to adjust them.
That feels very clever. Would you like a bonus die from your engine?
Oh, sure.
There you go.
Oh, look at that. Okay, good. We worked our way around to it. I'm figuring this
Absolutely.
out.
3d6.
Do.
Look at that.
86.
You do like I think they'll hold it for a second before it shatters that energy, but that definitely gives her time to go past, and we will put another tick on her, and all of them have made some progress now. Does
And
that
I
feel
think
fair?
sort of, yeah. And I think like the laser light show around Perseus sort of dims as that halo goes flying off, and is wrapped around it. But as soon as it like shatters, it starts to like amp up again and get brighter and brighter.
Nice. Back to you, Octavius.
All righty. Well, with my escort. Having gotten a bit further, I think I'm going to position between them and the Leviathans and Pegasus, with all the streaming bits, will begin kind of moving in this pirouette, and all of the streaming bits moving around and kind of making a big show to be the target for them to again provide cover. And I think maybe flow.
Yeah, let's say flow.
Or defy.
Either one would be a die.
Yeah. So yeah, let's go. Let's do defy. I don't do that very often.
Okay.
What the heck?
Defy. Again, you describe that sort of dancing pirouetting that you do. I think that like we'll always give this to you, but I think you definitely want to give it to you because you've got some room to do that dance here. So we give you the extra die for elegant there.
Thank you. All right. So rolling two die. Unless anybody wishes to help.
I can.
You got a link?
You have a
I got a
link?
Zavi, so yes, I have a link. It's the
Beautiful,
most
and I get two
awesome.
dice for that
Yep.
because of our specialty. All right, rolling four. Oof, I needed it. I got a four, so a mid result.
So you are going to move a tick along, but this thing, the weird greenish iridescent thing that it flows like liquid, and I do think it actually pitches some of it itself off to hit Lenneth. So I am going to mark a red box for Lenneth there, unless you want to resist that.
I think I'll try and resist it.
Okay, I think you resist that with stars.
Stars, I believe that's two. I think everything I've got's two.
So.
Eight. Roll 2d6. Got a five.
Take a stress.
Yes.
And yeah, and she moves forward.
Oh, and I succeeded in the action, so I lost a stress
There you go.
since I was helped.
Manon.
Yes. So, this is which one is the one that's closest to Torin?
The one that is closest to Torin is that blue one that's kind of between you and where Zavi is at.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, I think that sometimes the best defense is a really good offense, and I do want to draw its attention. So, that's essentially what I do is I actually it's not my most common thing, but I'm going to go with defy,
Okay.
and I'm going to make it an attack roll, and it is a classic sword move. So
So 2d6.
I'll
Okay.
return the favor and
Oh.
spend a Zavi link to assist by, I don't know, flashing some of my light in the direction to try and blind it as you charge in.
Nice.
Okay.
So 46.
46. Okay.
And if you succeed, you lose the stress.
Yay. I got a six
Got a
again.
six. So we will put another tick on Torin as he closes that distance. You'll clear a stress. Teamwork makes the dream work. And
That is a way
clear
I
that
do it.
stress out of there.
I, by the way, never say those words out loud.
never say. And we come
Thank you.
Yes,
back to Zavi.
Yeah, so which of these is closest to Soren right now?
Still the blue one, kind of
It's
it's
still blue?
between
Cool, cool, cool.
you and Torin
Yeah.
and Soren. It's by Torin and Soren because their names rhyme.
Yes. Yeah, I would like to try to take one of those big arms off.
Okay, So a real aggressive get up on it
Yes,
kind of
just
thing.
straightforward. I'm going to try to slice through the, because that's the like the weakest point, it looks like. So that is
What do you think it is?
that's pretty obviously gonna be Defy.
Okay.
Not much else I could call that.
All right. Roll.
I'll spend a link with Zavi.
Okay. Roll three
Okay. I
dice.
think
Excellent.
Perseus's little form is like blinking and bobbing around and making a big distracting show of things to set you up.
Making it reach out that big arm to
Yeah.
more space to slice it off.
That is a
Oh, there's
six
a six in
there.
there.
Look at that.
Hey.
Again, Sora and Torin kind of running neck and neck as you grab onto this thing's arm there. I'm gonna actually with that six, I'm actually gonna put a little tick on its on the harm to it there as well. We come back to Sia. Alyssa is still the furthest away. Lenneth is closest. These things are kind of firing long range stuff, moving. The crab one is kind of furthest away from the rift, the blue one in the middle, and the liquid one is kind of racing after to try and stop Lenneth before she hits that rift.
Think we need to try and stop that third one that's racing forward.
Okay. So do you want to leave Alyssa and try and help the one that's on Lenneth?
Yes, we're being good. We're doing missions. There's goals and stuff
Okay.
and things.
Absolutely. So let's have you tell me how you are trying to intercept affect that liquid one.
I like the idea of Perseus being fast with his little smallness. So I think they go racing forward at like similar speeds to this thing, and it's liquidy, watery. It's not something that we can like grab or hard effect, but I think focusing that light down to a laser over and over again at just the right place to keep it turning, to keep it not being able to run in a straight line at these things.
Awesome. That feels like flow or analyze.
Like flow.
Okay. Mark your transcendence box and make that roll.
Is a push myself with a poison promise. Is there a way to lean into the cursed? I'm not quite sure what that means for Perseus.
So I think cursed is less a metaphysical thing and more that this thing has bad luck. And I think that we would mark an engine strength based on the cursed. And you get to mark. You get you actually get the extra bonus die, you get to mark XP, and you don't have to mark your transcendence track.
I think that makes sense here. I think
Absolutely.
I am driving Perseus like they're a much bigger, much fiercer mech or engine than they really are.
Okay. So we'll mark one on their strength. You get that extra dice. You're rolling with three dice, and you don't have to mark transcendence.
Do, 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 do. A6.
That is A6. I'm going to describe that what happens in a second. However, I am going to say that there is a consequence here of leaving Alyssa uncovered, and that is I'm going to put a red tick on Alyssa. You can resist that if you want, or you can let it happen.
I think that might happen.
Okay, put that red tick there, but you do grab onto this thing's attention, drawing it off, and we will see Lenneth go flying into the rift. Radiant, do you think you're closer to the rift, or is Octavius closer to the rift?
I think I've probably sped up closer at this point, chasing
Okay.
that thing.
Yeah. Mark another point of damage on your mech as there is an explosion of hypergeometric energy
Oh.
as that mech enters into it. There is a blast wave that comes roaring out, and it seems to charge these things up.
Oh, fun.
You
Is
may
that
resist that
something I
if you
can
wish.
resist?
Yes, you may.
I would like to resist
Okay.
that.
Flow?
Yes,
So stars.
I think that light at the last moment, I think it's Perseus doing it more than Radiant, forms into sort of a sheet in front of them. They try to like ride that wave of energy back rather than being smacked with it.
Excellent.
A6.
A6, look at that. Tav, the person you were covering has made it into the rift, but you also see that when they entered into that and they vanished, there's all this energy that came roaring out, and you see these three things get bigger.
Oh,
Like
dearie,
they
dear.
grow in size. And you can see that Sia had to defend against that energy that was coming out of there. Sorry, Radiant had to defend against the energy that was coming out of this. What do you want to do, Tav?
Okay, well, there's nothing we could do about the fact that it's going to make them more powerful. We're just going to have to do our mission. So, I think it's time I transcend.
Okay.
And I'm going to pick one of them to try and give some help to. I saw Bannon move forward to attack, so I think I'm going to move towards Torin to use this opportunity to move them closer into the rift while Manon's providing a good cover for that. So we see Pegasus just like a streak as I transcend, and Pegasus sort of throws back their limbs and the streaks, the things that come off, and just like this silver bolt rushes towards Torin. And kind of wraps the silver trailing things around their engine and begins spinning with them. And as this spin speeds up, releases them, flinging them towards the rim.
Ooh. Defy or flow feels like for
I think
me.
flow.
Okay.
I think this is quite the dance here, a little tango, if you
Yeah.
will.
Let's have you roll a 2d6.
Any help out of anybody?
Spin the link.
I'll
Some
help.
up.
I have a link.
Okay.
Okay.
So
All
Zavi spins a
right.
link, so you've got four dice.
Four dice. Got a six.
Was very excited there for a moment. Yeah, we will grab and you will fling him closer to the rift. There's a kind of a tumble there, because of course it seems like their visibility and stuff is down. So suddenly they're spinning, but you do get them. They are on the edge of the event horizon of this rift into the other world. Manon.
So I think that I've seen Torin move forward. I've got this one engaged, but I also see that Alyssa is kind of having a problem. Like has so I think that I'm going to move forward to assist them, if that makes any
Okay,
sense.
kind of swapping position there. Okay.
Exactly.
And how do you want to do that?
I think that essentially what it is I am going to I sort of see the ones get bigger and they start to move into the center, and of course she's the furthest back, and I just do a big loop and come over, and I put myself like a big sweeping arc of the sword between her and the others that are approaching. So they know that they're walking into a fight, but that, it's they're going to get a fight is what
Okay.
it is.
So that feels like flow again. Okay.
And let's see here. And I
I'm in the
guess
area. I'll spend a link to help.
oh, cool. Okay. So
So five
that's
dice.
five. Okay. Five.
There's
Yikes.
almost no chance you could fail now.
Oh, gosh. Don't say those things slow. You know me indeed.
I've been saving that line.
I got a fours, three fours. Wait,
Okay.
so.
So I think you will move Alyssa forward, but this crab thing is still hot on there and is going to blast at it and do another tick of red.
No, that will not happen.
Okay.
I will resist
Fair
that.
enough. So
So,
resist with stars.
okay. So that's 2 6. I get a plus one. So it's 3d6. Two. There's a point at which in this game, there's so a five. So it would cost me a stress.
Takes a stress, so I'll remove that tick
Okay.
there. Zavi.
Is big blue and white one still the
So, in
biggest
fact,
threat?
it is now kind of split that the big blue one is pretty much exclusively on Sorin. The liquid one is moving to try and intercept Torin. And the crab one is on Alyssa.
I will stay on Soren then. A little.
How do you want to
And
assist get him through this, past this picket?
by being as annoying as possible.
Okay.
At this point, they're so big, that it's, the effect is probably like a small dog biting it,
Yeah, they're probably about four times the size of your mechs now, so
but small dogs can bite still, so
defy again?
yes, yeah, I
Okay.
think I am not doing anything particularly sneaky or elegant here. So
Anybody
if I
burn?
use a Zavi link on Zavi, does that give Zavi plus two?
Yeah, I believe so, right? Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Cool, thank you.
So three dice, Savvy.
Five.
So five. So I think you are up on this thing. It is battering around. And we will see Soren get further in, but this thing is swinging around wildly, trying to hit you. And I think it will clip Soren as it goes past. So I'm going to put a red mark on Soren.
I will resist that.
Okay.
It's getting pretty close. So.
Stars or sun?
I think stars.
Okay.
Moving fast here. Fast.
2 points.
Four.
We come back to Cecia. You are able to finish the task and get Lenneth in. You see that Manon has switched and is covering Alyssa. You see that Torin and Soren are both pretty close, but both have one of these giant things kind of trying to catch them as they go through. What do you do?
And that crab thing is still close in on Alyssa, right?
It is still close in on Alyssa.
I think I want to speed back that way. And I think Radiant begins exploring some of the like options and controls that aren't in Lyra. And finds a routine that glow starts to glow brighter and brighter, send out these like bolts of light around in every direction from Perseus, and the bolts, they all co stop and coalesce into dozens of images of Perseus glowing and streaking their own light that begin flying like this horde of like glowing gnats at the big crab thing. And I want them I think they like distract and try and draw out its attacks as the one real Perseus is going to shoot through crack, you know, gaps in that crab armor. It's so
Yeah.
huge now that those gaps have gotten bigger. Like the spear of light goes shooting through one of those gaps.
So that will be conceal, I think, right?
Ooh, yes, I'll go with that.
Yeah, I mean, you're doing a kind of trickery here. So 2d6.
It's a five.
That is a five. So I do think you get up, and that will move Alyssa closer up. But this thing is swinging and firing off and trying to hit those images, and I think Alyssa will get clipped.
I'd like to try and resist that.
Okay.
I think there's just always more of those little firefly Perseuses to keep it swinging.
Okay.
What the fuck? Necessary clarity. Yeah, cleverness. Yeah, I think it's still stars.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, trying to get a feel for the what the resistances mean sometimes.
Yeah.
A5.
So take another point of stress. Octavius. All three of them are a step away from
All
getting
right.
through.
Can we take them all in at once? No, that would be the thing, because otherwise
You
just
mean
that
all of
fire.
them,
Yeah, all
like
three of
a.
them enter at the same time. I think it's time to barricade and kind of do a visual countdown for them to go. Can we do some kind of group action, Lol?
So. Let's see. One of you would have to lead a group action to coordinate. And
Okay.
then the other, then there would have to be individuals after that, individual actions to get them in. So, Octavius, do you want to lead an action to coordinate everyone?
And yeah.
Maybe with analyze.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So let's look at this. Lead a group action. Let's have you Let's have everybody roll with analyze.
Okay, I'm going to push myself, with the intent of using something on the other side of this. We'll see how that goes.
Absolutely.
Can we spend links on this?
Yes, you can, but it's just a single best roll that we're taking when all is said and done, remember.
That's true.
I'm up to four die at the moment.
Spend a link for Tav.
Takes me up to six.
Six dice. And then everybody else rolls analyze.
Okay. And do we have any pluses to that?
No.
Okay, so but we can spend a stress to push ourselves, right?
You can spend two stress to push yourself, I believe.
Stress. Okay.
Yes.
So that's a three.
So they've got a six there from Tav.
Okay. 3d6 for me, so another six,
Another
but not a
six.
2d6.
And then
I got a four.
Zavi got a four.
I also got
And a
a four.
four. So you will succeed. So we were going to take what would have been three bursts down to two, a critical, and it would have been one. And but I think that will significantly. I'm just noting that for myself for the other clocks here. We do that coordination. I think we've got that thing of the other three of you moving to get them in. We are going to take our break here because we are kind of like we're a little ways in. We're going to do that break, and then we're going to come back and have everybody else resolve the getting them in, seeing, this will all work if you can get them all in. So I'm going to pause the recording. We'll take, say, 9 minutes because we're one after, and then we'll come back.
And actually, Lowell, you do mark a damage on your engine when you do your last transcendent action in it.
Oh, okay.
So I should get out of transcendence before I hit my last one, is what, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
If you
Yeah,
voluntarily exit.
I think that might do it, yeah.
Yeah. So Octavius, you are coordinating this maneuver. Tell me what that looks like.
I think that because the three of them have gotten very close to the rift, and so I think that there is, as we as I begin kind of laying out trajectories for each of us, we end up with Xavi, Radiant, and I kind of moving in and actually like body checking our three people to push them through the rift as Manon kind of turns back and, looking huge and grand and impressive, takes the fire from, shield up from the behemoths trying, the Leviathans trying to get us. As the so it's honestly it's low tech, but it's just shoving
Yeah,
them in.
yeah. So Manon, with this coordination, with this cover, you're the first one up to try and get Torin through, and this is all happening semi-simultaneously.
Okay. All righty. So, essentially, that's going to be probably flow or defy, right?
Think Defy.
Okay. This is my trans. Wait. Okay. So.
So does my did my action count as a setup? Is that what it's being?
But no, basically I could I it is the action for deciding like how many backblasts there are and things like that. So it's kind of I'm
Oh,
handling it that way.
okay.
But between the single six and the sprained wrist and stuff, we're getting instead of getting hit by three blast waves, you're getting hit by two of them.
So I am doing defy, so that's
Okay.
two dice. And then if someone gives me some support, that'd be great, but otherwise I can roll with the two.
I can give you a link.
Cool.
So four dice.
I will take them. And 4d6. 4.
Four. So
Okay.
that will push through
Okay.
a tick of damage, but it doesn't matter. He goes through Zavi pushing through Soren here. Sort of
Yep,
at
and
the same moment.
literally pushing
Yep.
through, just like hurting them all. Let me look at the see if there's anything that makes more sense than defy. It's probably flow, but it's the same either way. So.
Okay.
And I will push myself.
Use of an extra die.
Four.
So again, that will push up that. Is a damage tick, but enough to finish it off. It will go through. And that leaves us with Alyssa.
Yes. What are we rolling to push them through?
To put whatever you're going to be using to do it. We've been using Defy for most of these.
I think that makes sense.
Okay.
This even Armex or engines are significantly bigger than Perseus.
All right, let's have you roll.
You want to
Push
link?
yourself. Yes, please.
Okay. It's a zombie link. It's my last one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's a
That's a
critical.
crit.
So
Oh, she needed
will
that.
sail through. There will be an explosion of these energies. See ya. With that critical, you are only going to take one consequence here for this backblast, and that is a point of damage to your mech, your engine. You can resist that if you wish.
I am going to resist that because that was my last transcendent action.
Okay.
So Perseus is already taking a damage from that.
Okay.
Hang on. If that's the case, then because I was holding, as I said, I have something in reserve. I'm going to freeze Sia in a radiant in time so
Okay.
that this energy washes over them.
Okay, and what is that
Take them
if
out of time. That's where I pushed myself, so I got my on the other side of time.
okay. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong one. I'm sorry.
It's in my transcendent abilities.
That's right.
You briefly remove an ally or a foe from the flow of time.
Okay.
Huh.
So you won't have to worry about that. So that is taken out. You do not have to worry about that. Xavi, Tav, Manon, all of you will take 1 point of damage on your engines and a light harm. You can decide which of those. You wish to resist or not resist. Tavi? Tav?
I'm gonna resist my personal harm.
Okay. So mark a point of engine damage and go ahead and roll. Get two
Pick
dice
up
for
the
your resist.
sign. Ooh,
So
two, I take four.
you're going to take 4 points of stress.
Ooh, ouch.
Zavi.
I am not going to resist either because I am almost full on stress track.
I'm going to spend a link for Zavi to heal you two stress.
Oh, okay. In that case, I will resist.
I can't like help y'all because I'm frozen outside of time, but
Right.
Let's see which one is harder to actually at the moment, probably engine damage.
Okay.
one to resist. And that's probably stars.
So 2 points of stress.
Four. Okay.
Last but not least, Manon.
Well, I will, of course, resist engine damage because I can let no harm come to my beloved.
Okay, so you're gonna take you're gonna roll resist for that.
Yeah, I will roll a resist for that. So, let's see here. So the resist is probably what of stars, sun?
Yeah.
It's all the same. What am I talking about? 2d6. Okay. So 2d6. 3 to 2. So I take three.
Nope, you only take two because that's your special abilities. You can
Oh,
at
that's
most take
right.
two stress.
Okay. And I have now dropped out of transcendence before
Okay.
my thing ends.
So you'll mark before it ends?
Yeah,
Okay.
still have another turn.
Do you also want to resist the level one harm? Or do you want to mark that?
The problem is there's such a pain in the ass on the downtime. Yeah, I'll resist it.
Okay, go ahead and roll.
Okay.
Get two dice for everything.
Yeah. Good old two dice. Oh my God. Okay. Two fours.
So, two stress.
Yeah.
So, you will slide through. There is that backwash, that energy that ripples out, that throws the mechas out, but those four have gone through the rift, and you'll see the energy is kind of coalescing around here, and you have successfully sent them on through the rift. There are three massive mecha that are now between you and the Bellerophon, and you are the only targets in sight. They are now about eight times the size of each of you, and you will see them begin to turn, glowing, coalescing in that light as they move to destroy you. Octavius, let's start with you.
Cap, or we bug it out.
We are totally bugging out.
All right. Then I guess what I'm attempting to do is move as quickly as possible to get back to the Bellerophon so we can jump out. Since I th that was our mission, right? Was to get the
It
crew
is.
and get the hell out.
It is. You have three massive war machines that are moving to fire off their weapons and destroy you all.
Yeah. All right. That's kind of what I expect. Yeah. So I'm going to, with all speed, try to weave my way through and around and get through without being too horribly smashed.
Okay. So let's have you want to feel like that's flow or analyze for doing that.
I'm so much better at analyze.
Then analyze.
Yeah, I think I'm looking for the perfect
Okay.
set of bounces to get through. I'm also going to spend my link to drop my stress by two.
Okay.
I'm probably going to have to resist something. All right.
Roll with 3d6.
86. Got a six.
So that is a six. So you are moving forward. I am putting ticks on the get past them clock. Okay.
Where is the get past them clock?
I have the get past them clock right here in front of me.
Oh, it's an invisible. Okay.
Would you,
No,
I will be glad to.
it is just I just wanted to make sure I was like not missing something on the sheet that I was supposed to be dragging.
There are six segment clocks. So that was Tav Manon.
Okay, so my thing is probably flow.
Okay. And tell me how you were doing this. Like, what do we see you doing to because these things are tracking to come in at you.
Yeah. I think that I'm using sort of the defensive or evasive maneuvers that essentially having a great big set of angel wings gives you, where you can like fly forward and then drop your wings and like cut in a direction that is completely unexpected, if that makes any sense. So
Sure.
it's diversionary. However, I rolled and my high is a 4.
High is a four. So we will put ticks on one of these. But I think that you are. Let's see what is appropriate here as you're moving along. I think we're going to mark damage on Sandal's engine there.
Okay. Oh, I can't. If anyone had things that they could spend my stress down, I could do resists for you guys as we go, just as an off.
I'm
But
all out
that
of
is
links.
okay. I have a link on Sandal, and that's all.
Okay.
I can spend one to work you down. And you can also spend that link on yourself if you need it too.
Okay.
The stress one you can spend either direction.
Okay, cool. Okay.
So what are we doing?
I guess I will this turn I will take my thing on Sandal down. At this first one, I'm gonna have to let Sandal take that damage
Okay.
because I don't know how we got a lot. I don't know when this ends, so.
Absolutely. So we will mark a point of damage on that engine. So I've got a point of damage on the strength for Altair.
Okay.
That brings us to Zavi.
Yeah. So I think,
Things are getting heavy, Zavi.
right. What I'm going to do is something that I think I'm going to like shut down everything but like the parts needed to move forward. And basically go as invisible as possible. It's not like a cloaking device. It's like a doesn't show up on heat sensors device.
Okay. So is
That's
this
what that cloak in the picture is for.
okay? So does that feel like conceal?
Yes.
Okay.
Not that it matters. I have a one in everything, but
Yeah, you do. Let's have you roll.
yep. Oh,
So
nice
that
roll.
is a six. So you are jetting forward, cloaked and undercover there, moving your way through. See ya.
So it's these like giant beefed up things,
Yeah.
all hyped up on rift juice.
Yes.
And I think Perseus
Closing
is,
in on the Bellerophon.
yeah, I think Perseus is not nearly as glowy. I think the halo has basically gone out, but it's like heart chamber there is still glowing. And it begins to pulse in a rhythm as Radiant is going to open his mouth and Perseus is going to open their mouth and begin singing that hymn that Manon was humming to him last time.
Okay.
And I want to try and soothe the troubled hearts of my foes while
Okay.
jacked up on super juice.
Let's have you You're using a perfect pitch here to give you the extra die.
Yes, and I think it's express.
Okay. Is this your last transcendence?
No, I'm out of transcendence.
Oh, okay.
So I think this may be what a lesser effect.
No, just less dice.
Yeah, because you don't have anything that's giving you harm right now.
Oh, but I mean trying to affect the Leviathans without transcendence. It wasn't a lesser effect.
Oh yeah, I always forget about that. I should have done it before with Tav. Yeah, so lesser effect.
Can I trade position for effect? Do a desperate roll?
Trade position for effect. Bum.
Because there is XP on desperate rolls, so I assume there are desperate rolls
Yeah,
in
there
this.
are, but okay, yeah, let's do that. Of course, the consequences are more dire.
I think standing in front of three of them and singing and trying to give the rest of them more time to get away sounds dire-ish.
Sure, let's have you make that roll.
I'm gonna push myself. So, three dice.
Okay.
That's a three.
All right. So you're going to take a point of engine damage and a level two harm.
Gonna resist the engine damage.
Okay.
I'm gonna spend my last link Bazavi to get a little stress back. I think this is Sun though. It's compassion and resolve
Yeah.
to stand here and try it.
If I have a special ability where I can expend my special armor to resist a consequence suffered when I protect an ally. So can I negate those two because it's a special armor, so I don't know if
No,
no.
you'd have to do them individually, and we'd have go back on that.
I mean, I'd be happy if you want to try and resist the personal harm for me.
Yeah, that was okay,
Okay,
yes.
so let's resolve the personal harm. Do you do that? So let's have you do that with Sun. Take it down from a level two down to a level one.
That's me rolling it.
Yep.
Okay, just want to make sure. So I rolled a six.
Okay, so you
Let's
won't.
forget our armor. What's it do? It drops a
He has a
damage
special
down
arm.
back at her.
If they have a special armor,
Right, but we have our regular armor when we're transcended.
It does like stop a damage consequence, but you can only use it while transcended.
Right.
So just mark a level one harm there,
All right.
Sia. And you're spending the armor mana to resist the other consequence for the engine on Sia. Is that what I'm
Sure.
understanding?
Oh,
Is
nice.
that that's what I understood was happening there.
Okay, yeah.
One of you is just ending up with a level one wound. So is that Sia or is that Manon that's ending up with that?
It's up to you, Sia. Radiant, I mean, sorry.
To protect a teammate, faces to step in and suffer a consequence in their place. So yeah, you stepped in to take it.
Okay, so you have a level one harm, Manon.
Okay.
Do that as you push past. That was Sia, right? We come back to you, Octavius. People are getting battered up. You're trying to push through these things. The Bellerophon is you're getting close to it, but you've also people are running on fumes. You've still got your transcendence back, but others have run out, and the next transcendence you do will be the last.
Yes, it will.
I've determined I don't think they like hymns.
Okay. So we still have clock to spend to get to Bellerophon.
Yep. You're over halfway there.
That's good. Living on a prayer. Guess I'm gonna stay transcended. I'll just end up damaging Pegasus because I
Take
gotta try
that
and get.
last one in. Okay. So go ahead and mark that last one, but you'll get the transcendent abilities. Tell me what you're doing.
I think I'm attempting to, since I did fairly well in moving, I think I'm trying to lay out a since it's a clock, I'm assuming the clock is working for all of us. Once the clock failed, all of us will be back, right?
I've got three clocks and they're all at half or
Oh,
below.
they're individual clocks. Okay. Oof. All right then. So I can't do the big helping, or it isn't gonna solve a clock for everybody. All right then. I guess I've just got to get B out.
If you remember, if you lean into Pegasus's principle, you won't have to mark that last transcendence.
Oh, that's true.
Or take a poison promise based on it.
Yeah, whoa, how about I've
Well,
been pulling this.
if it aligns with your virtues, you get the bonus die. It doesn't not count as transcendence, only the engine
But
of
there
those.
is the impulse,
Right, yeah. The
which is principled.
right.
Yeah. Do you think it would be principled if I did like a setup action to help my friends? Rather than ran off on my own to get back.
That's interesting. Let's look at the. Oh, I
And
need
then
to.
I would lay out, I'd do an analyze that gives everyone the best possible shot for them to get out. But I think a setup can only be one person.
Set up another character. If you achieve it, any team members who follow up get plus one effect or
Oh,
improved position.
so any that follow up.
Yeah.
So it would work for them all if they follow up with what I'd set up.
Right.
Okay. Does that seem principled? Would that fill by
Sure.
principled?
We'll give you the extra die for that.
And it means I'm not, my clock won't move forward, but I'm helping others get closer in or have a better chance to fill theirs. All
Right.
right. So I'm doing analyze. I don't mark my last transcendence because I'm working. Pegasus and I agree. That's three dice.
Three dice.
I got a
Six, five,
six.
three. Improved position or effect. Manon,
Yes.
what are you doing?
I am not trying to litigate a thing, but the way that my special armor reads is that I can resist the consequences suffered when I protect an ally. So since I rolled the resist, and I would have taken a plus one, I mean a physical harm,
Right, and
I
we
believe I
but you
don't
marked it.
take
You
it.
marked the other one. You marked the armor to resist the other consequence, the engine consequence.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought that's okay.
Yeah.
All right, got it. Okay. I see. I that was that I resisted both of them then. Okay. Sounds great. Okay, so I am gonna make a run for it since I have improved position like, or
Yep.
improved. Okay. So
Maybe
this
more ticks
is
on the clock on a success here.
exactly. So so I got flow of two. And so that's what I'm rolling.
Okay.
We'll see.
So the improved position will be offset by the reduced position for the lack of transcendence. So it'll be even keeling there.
Okay, so two. And I got a six.
Got a six. So we are adding more ticks on.
Go, ticks, go.
Zavi, it is desperate. People are running out of resources. You're trying to get back to the Bellerophon. Everyone is on the edge. These three things are hot on your heels. What are you doing?
I am going to No, I think I'm doing the same thing. Just like clamp down on everything, appear dead. And I think this leans into my engine's virtues, which I forgot to do last time. Just serene.
Okay.
Just like not fighting. Just moving. Like that's the only system that's actually doing anything right now.
Okay. What do you
I
want to
like
roll
the
then?
idea that it's serene. That's great, actually. Just
So
and I think
that's
that is conceal.
conceal. So one die.
Plus one for serene, I believe. Oh, wait, am I?
Yeah.
No, I'm not a minus tonight. Okay. I had to look at my harm, but it's, yeah, that's not minus one dead. Four.
So four. So you will mark a level of basic harm there, but you will be pushing things along here. You're on your last. You still
All
got.
right.
Well, yeah, you're almost to Eclipse there. So we'll see if we can kill you off here in a moment.
I'm kind.
Yeah. Radiant.
I think we're just going to try and follow Zavi's example. He's very clever.
Fun, you
And
fools.
I lost most of my glowy bits anyways.
Okay.
So I think Perseus is going to like fold around the last glow around of their heart chamber, try and black out everything as they continue zipping along.
So conceal, right? So two dice.
And like to push myself.
Okay, mark that stress. Three dice. So that is a
Six.
six, chugging along. Hang, you guys are closing in on the Bellerophon, getting closer. And that was Radiant. We're back to Tav.
All right. So, oops, I did a foolish thing. Hang on just one second. I clicked to and lost the spreadsheet. There we are. All right. Well, I gotta run.
Yep.
Gonna drop out of transcendence, I suppose. Or is it
Absolutely, but
more
you'll get the
important that we?
transcendence right now.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to decide if I want to voluntarily drop so I don't do damage, but I need to die. So I will continue in transcendence. I'll have
Okay.
to, I'm just gonna damage poor Peggy. And I feel like this is just putting on as much speed as possible, something flow.
Roll with flow.
Okay. So two dice. Fails.
I am going to mark two engine damage on Altair.
Oof.
As your the one of these things catches up and just starts tearing the frame off of Altair there.
Can I resist
You may
that?
resist one of those.
I will resist one of those.
Okay.
So this is me rolling two dice, I believe.
You're rolling with flow. Okay, so two
Hang
dice.
on, Sherry, before you do that,
Yeah.
let me use my once per transcendent since I'm fixing to drop out.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going, because I've never got to use it, due by lost cause.
Okay.
When an ally suffers severe consequences, I abandon this timeline for a better one. Consequences they would have suffered are replaced by me taking three harm.
Okay.
In the future, or when we come back, or whatever, my relationship with that person you save is different in this timeline. They will tell you how. And
Okay.
I've suffered three blocks.
So we will clear both those ticks on Altair there, as that does not happen.
What do we see?
Well, I think we'd all die in a horribly failed mission.
I think Octavius,
It's
you go up
the
in
other universe version of us.
flames. There's that scream as Altair peels off, hits the side of the Bellerophon, and everything goes up. And they're all dead, except for Zavi. Just you and Zavi left. And then you switch the timeline. And you are there, and you take that hit. Manon.
Okay. So I guess so I see Tavi Tav though take a hard hit, right?
Yeah. Probably see blood on the inside of the carrier. They're probably shaky. We see some damage there. Octavius trying to get landed.
Okay, so, and I assume I can't resist any of that for them, right?
No.
'Cause, okay, so I'm like, I think part of my thing is like, why didn't I see that? Why didn't I see that coming? Does that make any sense? And then I'm going to try to gun it, I suppose.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, I don't
That's
know.
flow.
Okay, so 2d6. Five.
That is a five. You will got that left. I think the consequence that we will see there.
And Tyler, you don't take all those harms. You just take a single level three harm called Traveler's Despair.
Oh yeah. That's much easier to take care of. We were with
Oh,
Manon
wait,
just.
but he needs help, right? Ugh, so, okay.
There's still other people, you know. fine. I'll give it.
Well, so do, 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 so let's come to Zavi.
Okay, so actually the question is, Tav is not at the Bellerophon yet, right? Or is
You
he?
guys are just getting close, like, but it looks like unless something is done, Tav
Okay.
may not make it.
Yeah, okay. So I would like to go sort of herd Tav in pretty much like I herded Soren into the rift.
Okay. Should we roll this? Are you ascending? Are you remaining who you are? Like, is this the point? I guess we should check in on that.
Oh
Perfect
yeah.
point.
You're right.
You might be the only one
This
who
I
can
am
save
in
us now.
yeah, probably.
Literally, we're at that point.
And not dead. Who can save
I'm, my mech is curled up into a fetal ball.
Yeah, okay, cool. Hold on. I will look and see what I actually picked an ability a while ago. Yeah, cool. Okay. So I will push myself for this. And I will compel the environment to change itself to suit my needs.
So, how do you do that? Because I think that the effect of this is you describe how it is, and I think the severe consequence is the harm that Octavius would be registering, and I think this will erase that as you prevent that
Okay.
in this timeline.
Yeah.
But you have to tell, and like I think that this is you getting everybody in, stopping Tav from getting hit by that harm and saving the day, but I need you to tell me what that looks like.
The energy coming out of the rift, as it gets closer to us, and as it's about to hit, like, these leviathans again, it turns weird. It's like it draws the energy out of them instead.
And you'll grab a hold of that, Octavius. You'll feel like you know there was a change there. And I think you feel that Zavi had a role in it when reality shifts there for you, when all of you hit the compartments for the Bellerophon and they hit the emergency close warp. Just as these things are kind of disoriented by the energy wave, by what just happened to them, and then whoosh, and the Bellerophon will shift, and you are out of this system, and there are klaxons going on when you come in, because armors are damaged. They're looking at the vital signs. Somebody is screaming. He was offline, completely offline. It looked like he was dead. And they're rushing over to where Octavius is. And I think we will see all of you kind of gasping and standing there trying to recover. Med teams are down there. Is it Sia or Radiant that comes out of that busted up mecha?
I think it's yeah.
Okay. Tav, let's cut, like you come out, you're like you felt it, like you knew that you were going to be coughing up blood. You were already imagining what it was going to be like in the tank, and it's gone. But as you step out, like you come out of this thing, you see Sia just fall out of his mech and just like, and the mech kind of creaks, like it like the barn door goes and falls out. What do you do?
I there is that moment where I do kind of pat Pegasus, I'll be back, as I run over to see are you all right? Are you all right? But I think you said I could tell that something zombie had done. So even as I rush to kind of check on see, I'm looking over at Charon to see what the fuck?
You get Radiant up, Sia up off the floor. Zavi, you land.
Yeah.
What's different?
That cloak that is in the picture and that I described is like sort of, containing the heat to hide to hide the engine. It's like expanded out like moth wings, and there's a dark cloud under them.
And is there anything different about Zavi when Zavi comes out of the mech?
No, I don't think there's anything visibly different aside from looking very like very confused and disoriented. I don't think he's visibly different.
Did transcend.
Yeah. But now looks normal again.
Oh. Ha.
Manon, what do we see of you here?
Think there's that thing when they've landed where she goes. One more. Success? Maybe closer to victory, huh? And she sort of like pats the control thing inside of Regulus. I don't know what happened, but things keep shifting, don't they?
And you will see Sandal's mech open, and she comes out and she's looking around and she's like, "Where did you come from? You're all dead. Where's the rest of Arcturus? Where's the rest of my team?"
And I kind of go,
I don't understand.
there was a blip. I think maybe we're all a little bit confused.
You've been dead for months. Told me you were dead.
Pretty sure we're not. Could be convinced otherwise right now.
And she kind of looks around and she says, "Where's my brother Torin?" And I think that's where we're going to stop for today.
Oh, I'm so confused. Okay, that's
I'll
great.
whisper and see his ear. Oh dear. I may have caused a bit of a problem. Did you cut your hair while we were on the mission?
So confusing.
End of session. Let's come through all of those things here. Foresight of revelation. I think we got that revelation there definitely at the end. Express your beliefs, drive, roller background, 2 points there. Did you struggle with your issues from your promise or obligation? You're muted, by the way, if you're saying something, Tyler.
Oh, sorry. I don't know. Maybe I played a little bit with that obligation here with shifting time, but I don't know. I don't know if I did or not.
Okay. I do think you displayed your contents at the heart of the heart there, kind of towards the end. So that's a good point. So that's 4 points.
Thank you.
Manon.
Yeah. Address a challenge with kindness or self-sacrifice?
Well, let's start with this. Did you
Oh.
violate your code or not?
Did I do violence? No. Did I lie? No. Did I ask for help? I don't think so.
Now, I think everybody gave you help, but you didn't ask for help. So, mark XP.
Yeah.
There was some help it asked for, so I don't think we get series XP. Kindness or self-sacrifice?
Kindness or self-sacrifice. I did jump in for
Yeah,
people.
I
I
think you
don't.
went
Yeah,
in.
very
Yeah.
much.
So
She
we'll
don't get
say
a lot of use.
two for that. Beliefs, drives, roller background, a point for that.
Yeah,
Sound
I mean,
good?
I'm the guardian, so.
Do you struggle with issues from your promises or obligation?
Okay, so my obligation is team leader. I think that that was a trick. We did
Yeah.
try
And
to
the whole
make
thing about protecting Zavi until Zavi will come into their own there.
and he kind of did,
Yeah.
except that it's too weird to actually celebrate it right now. So
So
was that two?
two. So we got 2-1. One. So 5 points.
Okay. One, two, three, four,
We
five.
because we certainly got a lot of that stuff there.
Okay.
And don't forget, you can put those points not just on your playbook, but you can also put them on your
Yeah, it's just
stats.
the easiest place to do the checks and then
Okay.
figure out where they go.
Okay.
So.
Zavi. Compassion or honesty?
I don't think so.
Okay. Express your beliefs, drives, role, background. 100%, 2 points on that. Struggle with issues from your promises or obligations. I think the whole not wanting to transcend, even though we can, even when we came to the end, I'm going to give you 2 points for that. So let's say four. And did you embody your eclipse or display the contents of your heart?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so 4 points though. And you get to figure out how you're gonna build that character. Let's come to CS slash Radiant. Mystery and ostentatious action, 2 points there. Belief drives, role and background, 2 points. Did you struggle with issues from your promises or obligations?
I was sort of thinking around that of like he had a really hard time leaving Lyra behind, even though it
I
was the
actually think
better
that's really
choice.
good. So I'll give you a point for that. So that's five. And did you display the contents of your heart? Yeah, I think you definitely did. Your feelings about this. So 6 points altogether.
And you got a desperate action.
Yeah.
Yes, I marked that one down earlier.
And then engines and flight. Where's the series sheet here? Da, 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 da. Successfully carried out a mission.
Yeah.
Struggled with your place in the world. Revealed some stuff about the tragic history. Yes. And expressed the essential nature of your group. I'm going to give you 2 points. So next time, you have yet another series ability to get, and you still have to figure out about your freaking
Another
shrine.
shrine. Yeah.
Stars and
I
wishes.
kind of think we need a recovery or
Yeah, let's
deep
see if there's
damage
some.
shrine, you
Yeah, that actually
know?
might be a good thing to look at, is maybe figuring out one that will give,
Rapid
automatic
recovery.
recovery or a tick on that or something like that. We'll take a look at that.
Makes us better at fixing engines.
Yeah.
The friends with engineers,
Yes, friends.
shrine.
Friends with engineering benefits.
Yeah.
Tyler, Tav, what do you want to
Lord of
say? Stars
mercy.
wishes.
This was a hell of a fight. This was neat. I loved the escort feel. Thought that was cool. I liked how you set up the clocks for it. It certainly felt dangerous. We went through a whole bunch of our stuff. I think it was fun to see how we went about it. Everybody did, cool things to figure out what they were doing with it. But just kind of as a highlight, I loved, Patrick, how you were using Perseus. I loved all of the little details you pulled out of Perseus. That was super fun, right? Even
Yeah.
to the hiding the heart light as you made the escape. That was all just primo. And Zombie, fantastic, fantastic, Ethan, to have it had a whole snowball. It's kind of neat when you see moves do a series of snowballs, and that happened at the end. to finally get that moment of transcendence. It worked out really, really cool. And just excellent all around, tons of fun.
Awesome.
Wishes, what have we got left? Two or three?
Session-wise,
Yeah.
we have plenty of room because they only have one mission left, and it's the final battle.
I wouldn't mind a good downtime or a
Yeah,
good
full downtime
luxurious
next
one next
time.
time.
Give you lots of time to RP and stuff next time. Yeah, I think that's
Right, there's a
fair.
lot on our plates.
Okay. Manon.
Lots of good play. Lots of, I don't know. That was a pretty tense thing. Those clocks are effective. Some people say they hate the clocks because they don't have any flavor, but those are some flavory clocks. It may be a little too flavory. Maybe well past comfortably spicy onto blah, blah, in some places. But anyway, let's see here. It was. I was pleased. I've invested deeply in guardian skills and resisting and things like that, and it kind of is starting to pay off. It would help if I rolled better, but I rolled well enough to limp
I don't want
through.
to hear it from you all. I do not want to hear it about rolling badly after many miraculous 1113. Oh, here's that six that was hiding at the end.
Especially on resistances.
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
so nice.
You had a very good run tonight.
Yeah, so that was good. And everyone's character play was awesome and radiant, great. Again, all always like I'm not gonna say off kilter, I'm gonna say on a different kilter. If that makes any sense, like
It's fair.
I love how you have great ideas, and when you go to do them, you roll like hell. And I just go, that's sad because that could have been brilliant, but Radiant never gets a break. And that is,
I
I'm
love
waiting for the time
that
when he
too.
does something like cool and it does work. Because I mean, not that you're doing cool things all the time, but I mean the carefully manu created opportunity that you've engineered, and I can see it, and it's gonna be so situational changing, and then flop. So anyway, and you just have to not critically fail, and it's just
Oh my God, that's the I keep forgetting to not do
can't
that.
even mid
Fail.
on them,
Oh, that's right. You know what I should have been doing is winning.
yeah,
Yes.
exactly. So yep, that was all. And then let's see here. And Tyler, you were lovely. I love how comfortable and bonded you are with Pegasus, but also that you're just such a confident pilot and like that sort of go-to I mean, is it right to say wingman for Manon in handling things? Just a delight, a total delight. The person they know will everything will be okay, except until it isn't. But that's how being a pilot is. And Zadie, ooh, great run tonight. And I'm so glad to see you transcend. And yes, and I love what you did to Charon in your transcendence. The scary Mothman of Death is very good, very good indeed. And yeah, and sort of poisoning that energy for the big bads, that was great too. Lowell, I just want to give you big points for your Sandal aftermath. That was completely like out of, I was not expecting that. I was thinking we'll get back and she'll have like a huge crush on Tav or something like that, and there'll be a big, romance shift. But no, it's much worse. So thank you very much. I don't know. It was fun, and it was a hard. It felt hard. It felt like everything we did, we had to work hard for it. So I think you did good, Mr. GM. Wishes. I would be so pleased if we could get back to patched up during the next downtime. So pleased.
Okay. Savvy.
I mean, stars to everybody. I also felt like even though the dice were mostly on our side, we still had to work for it. Like it still
We
seemed
are.
like we were probably all going to die. So
Yes.
so stars to Lowell for crafting that in such a way that it still felt dangerous, even though like at first I was like, wow, the dice are really cooperating. This is easy so far. Stars to everybody for clever use of their things, you know, the shield, and the time travel, and the like, oh, I'm just gonna abandon this timeline and skip to another one. That is a great ability, and that was a good time to use it. And I can't wait to see, I guess this is a wish, to see what is different and like what the sort of the consequences and complications of that. Because I feel like that should be a plot shifting thing. We're in a different timeline, or well, Tav is in a different timeline.
No, we all kind of went with them, didn't
We're
we?
no, we're different characters now.
I don't know. It's very confusing.
Because
We're all
Sandal
dead in the
says
other
we're
timeline.
dead,
I'm
and
going to
then
pause you here.
yeah, so.
I have some logic behind this, if you'll bear with me for a second. There's a logic for what has happened to Sandal, and there's a logic why you all are still the same. This is, you will, I will pull the curtain back on this eventually. So you are your the people you were. Tyler is like Tav might be a little bit different looking, but he is still who he is. Sandal is not who she was. Okay. So don't just a peek. Okay. Anything else, Tavi?
No, I think that's all.
Okay. Sia slash Radiant.
Yeah, this was super cool. Let's see. I love that we got to see just like top end story bits from like all the characters this time. I was very sad to leave Lyra behind, but I really enjoyed the challenge of like thinking through of how to work in a totally different engine
Yeah.
and figure out different ways to approach things. So I had a lot of fun with that. Sherry, I feel like Manon is always there as a like directing. I can't just eat them. I really wanted to just eat it. I always feel like Manon is there as a like directing, controlling presence. But you were all over the battlefield this time, and just all those moments of Manon screeching in at the last moment to intercept something over and over and over. It was super cool. And it was helpful that the resistance dice were really on our side that let you keep doing it.
And I do appreciate the folks who gave me some stress back at the end there because that was handy.
And then Tyler, we got to see the full-on jumping to a new timeline, abandoning it all in the wreckage sort of thing, which I love that not only we got to see, but yeah, now we get a little time to play with the changes and figure out what all that means and dig through that. And then we finally got to see Zavi transcend and. Not in a like forced way at all. It was just genuinely, we had run out of everything.
Yeah.
We had done so well, but we were out of resources, we were out of stress, we were out of damage in a lot of places. Like our several of the engines are on the brink of going out. We were all out of transcendence. Like it was just the perfect moment that it made sense that that's the moment. And then, of course, it's all tied in with this weird fuckery of what's going on with time and the universe and us and doppelgangers, and I don't know. It was a really well designed encounter.
Thank
I
you.
loved how the Leviathans, how the more we succeeded with Team Arcturus, the less approachable the Leviathans felt like. Like we started out very much like, I'm gonna punch it in the face, and then it turned into like, that's the size of a small moon. I don't know what I'm doing to that. Let's just run, guys.
Running.
So it was all cool. Wishes, I'm obviously fascinated to see what universe timeline, whatever we're in. And I want to fix Lyra. I don't want to get back to Lyra.
Okay.
Oh, and I love that we got to see a third color of Radiant.
Yes, that was great. Good stuff. I really enjoyed this. Was super fun. I'm glad that escort mission track worked. Because I never know whether it's going to work or not when I do those mechanics, and so I'm very pleased when I do. So had a good time. I really enjoyed this.
And yet, as far as we know, we still have escorted our friends to their death, correct?
Maybe,
So I
possibly, maybe
will see
not.
everybody next week, huh?
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to stop the recording.